Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump announced his third White House run from his home in Florida last night.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
A pair of Russian-made missiles traveled 15 miles into Polish territory and killed two civilians in their home Tuesday. This simple attack could invoke Article 5 of the NATO treaty and pull all 29 NATO nations into the war. President Biden is downplaying the threat and asking Congress to print more than $37 billion in emergency aid for Ukraine. The G20 group of powers agreed to a joint message at the close of their summit in Indonesia this week that says most members strongly condemn the war in Ukraine. Countries like China, India, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa have been reluctant to do so. Russia is a member of G20. President Putin did not attend this year. Let's get an update on the killings of multiple football players on the UVA campus. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
Students at the University of Virginia will be back in class today. The university gave students the past 2 days off to mourn after Sunday's shooting that killed three football players. Police say the suspect, who is a UVA student, shot at least four football players on a bus when he and other students returned from a field trip in Washington, D.C. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NASA successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket from Florida early Wednesday morning. The unmanned mission duration will run 25 days, 11 hours, and 36 minutes. USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Your Thanksgiving holiday budget might be better served taking the family out to eat this year due to inflation. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
This Thanksgiving, it may be cheaper to let someone else do all the cooking and cleaning. Inflation has seen prices increase in virtually all Thanksgiving foods, including the turkey. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of dining out has risen at a lower rate than the cost of dining in. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Artemis 1 moon rocket, the most powerful ever built for NASA, blasted off at 1:47 a.m. Eastern early Wednesday morning.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burnoff igniters initiated. 7, 6, 5, 4 stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Florida Senator Rick Scott said Tuesday that he will mount a long-shot bid to unseat Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, yet it appears unlikely that their votes could grow enough to put McConnell's leadership in jeopardy. President Biden unexpectedly skipped a G20 gala in Indonesia Tuesday and returned early to his hotel room for the night. Though the dinner was on the president's public schedule for the day, he instead turned in early. It is unclear why exactly Biden did not do the event. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Ken Cuccinelli is with us, the national chair of the Election Transparency Initiative and former Virginia Attorney General. Hey, Ken, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I am better than America, but slight improvements in that area yesterday.
Well, that's what we have to do. We've got to take it one inch, one foot at a time, continue to stay focused on our mission. You know, Ken, no doubt the economy drove American voters to the polls for the midterms. You know, the reality of empty shelves and, you know, the threat of food shortages, of course, inflation that Democrats insisted. I mean, it's amazing how they've come up with this conclusion that they said that it was a global issue, that America was experiencing inflation just because of what was happening around the world, and not even putting it at the feet of the President of the United States, who clearly has single-handedly exacerbated inflation. So where is the disconnect here?
Well, that's a good question, and I think we're going to be addressing that for a while. It is shocking that the American people, in the face of, let's take the most obvious ones of them all, higher fuel first and second food prices, which, I mean, when I go into a restaurant or a grocery store or the fuel pump are shocking to me, mm-hmm. and so they can't be missed. And they are clearly, as you point out, a direct result of this president's policies. You can't blame things going on in the rest of the world. The gas prices went up before Putin went into Ukraine, and the spending and the green agenda, so-called green agenda, which is so bad for our poor people, really for all of us, exactly. is directly attributable to the president. And I have to tell you, I'm very concerned at the red ripple yesterday, that it wasn't a wave. I am concerned that there's a spiritual, a faith-based component. We've moved away from being a faithful nation for years in my whole lifetime, mm-hmm. and that's been a deliberative policy of the left, and they've succeeded in that. And on top of it, you know, we've got an education system that COVID really revealed what's been going on for 100 years about the indoctrination rather than the education of our children, and that's who's voting today.
Exactly.
And, in a divided nation, it's hard for me to attribute the outcome to usual real world political analysis. It's really, I think, these longer term trends mm-hmm. that are bearing fruit for the left in the form of outcomes like yesterday.
Exactly. Well, it defies reason, Ken. As one said, how do you get 80% discontent rate across the country resulting in races so close? I mean, it just doesn't make reasonable sense. But what you said earlier, and people need to really hone in on this is that, you know, even Ronald Reagan said, a nation that finds itself no longer under God is a nation gone under. And I believe that this is where America is finding itself and why we keep scratching our heads and going, of course it doesn't make sense. Because you have purposely...
Why are we in Babylon?
Exactly.
Here.
Right. Right. Well, we drove to bed, we got in the car, we took the lefts and the rights, and then we got here.
Yeah.
Right.
Too true.
So,
that's the truth.
So what are we going to do? I mean, you know, for the sake of our kids. I mean, meanwhile, our kids are being used as lab rats, you know, chemically castrated, told that, you know, by the drag queen story hour people that here's the new normal. All this insidious character imposition that is devastating to a nation that honored God once, you know, long ago, and that has been able to survive 246 years. But if we're going to survive another 246 years, boy, we better get on track. And you have already got a strong majority of Americans saying that this country is on the wrong track. Well, what is the right track, and what do we need to do in order to get back on track, Ken?
Well, so let's look at where there was a counter outcome last night, not only wins, but swampingly so. And those mm-hmm. were in the Georgia and Florida governor's races. Florida
right.
was stunning.
Yes.
I mean, we all expected DeSantis to win. He was trampling Crist, but he won by 20 points
yes.
in a swing state. He won Miami-Dade County by 12%. I mean, and how did he do that? By performance and by not backing down. And Brian Kemp, to his credit, he was controversial, of course, in his run-ins with Trump. But remember, his first run-in with Trump was because he insisted on keeping Georgia open while Trump, my boss, and I was on the coronavirus task force
right.
appointed by the president, was implying or insisting that people shut things down. And Kemp was resisting that. So, and then he resisted the election narrative that the president wanted. But it's that resistance. He stood like a rock on the things
exactly.
he thought were right, whether you or I agreed with him on each and every one of them. And DeSantis did the same. But in addition to that, DeSantis has clearly made himself out to be the premier articulator of the freedom agenda for ordinary people in America. And
exactly.
it paid dividends last mm-hmm. night. And by the way, did you notice how fast the votes were counted in Florida?
I was going to say, I'm glad you brought this up. Go ahead.
Counted by like 8 o'clock.
Exactly. Well, and these were things that Governor DeSantis had rectified years ago when he came in and he realized there was a problem with the system and who was the problem, got rid of her, and they've worked hard to make sure that there was voter integrity. This was also a contributing factor. I think the Democrats are hard-pressed to stuff the ballots like they've been able to do in other states. Yes, I said stuff the ballots because this is what they've been known for. This is, unfortunately, we have a party of voter fraud that are 10-degree black belts in how to affect voter fraud, and you know, and the rest of America is just kind of asleep at the wheel. But this is what happens, you know, just as you pointed out, whether it's Governor Kemp or whether it's DeSantis, Ken, this is what leadership does. This is what leadership looks like.
Yes.
And the rest of the country and the rest of these governors ought to take a close look at it to say, look at, I don't care if I disagree with you, but, you know, but give me a reason. I mean, stand your ground and your beliefs for what you believe in, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Explain it to me. Explain your position. Defend your position. Articulate your position, you know, et cetera. Don't, and have a good reason for it, not a political reason. I mentioned DeSantis. Let me take it a little farther because you alluded to some of the Florida history. DeSantis only won his 2018 race in a lousy year for Republicans by like 0.5% or 1%.
Yeah.
It was a very small margin against a really terrible candidate. And it was that kind of year, but he won. And he said last night, look, many of you didn't vote for me 4 years ago, and I am grateful for your support. He was clearly, you know, he took their approval as a true badge of performance, and exactly. In a legitimate way, not a prideful way. And right. But look, DeSantis is the latest in a 20-year run.
Ken, gotta go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're
We're back with you, Fresh and Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. It is an honor to have Ken Cuccinelli on with us. He's the National Chair of the Election Transparency Initiative, former Virginia Attorney General. I've always maintained that Ken should have been the governor of Virginia. I know he probably flinches every time I bring that up, but that was my heart. I just thought that he was the best man for the job, and the Republican Party really didn't help him out. And I believe that that race could have been easily won had he gotten the needed support. And that's just my humble opinion, Ken. It will be until the day I die, just so you know, okay?
Well, you're very kind. Rush Limbaugh created a verb with my name on it, Cuccinelli. He referred to it as the yes. GOP with the money pulling out on you.
Yes. There's another term there, but we won't go there. We'll let that go. But anyway, yeah. We're talking about all the things and asking the same questions, you know, like, you know, what happened? What happened when you have such a large number of discontent voters staying with the status quo last night? What are the key takeaways, Ken, in your opinion, from last night?
Well, one is that the way Republicans expected the leadership, expected to go into this and come out of it, was very vanilla. Yes, mm-hmm. They hit crime and inflation, and those were obvious, but they didn't say what they were going to do about it. And I believe one of the great positive lessons from Trump that if the Republican Party embraces, they'll become the majority party, and if they don't, they'll continue to stumble along. And that is truly legislating on behalf of working families and working men and women. And that's ordinary people. Not the corporate big bucks folks who they get a lot of money from, but regular folks, regular families. And that's things like kicking the door open on energy policy. It's stopping to subsidize. It's literally, and they can do this now with the majority in the House, stopping the subsidies, the money flowing to green energy. Green energy is fine, but it needs to stand on its own two feet. Not be paid for by a bankrupt government. I saw in my Wall Street Journal this morning, the Japanese are stopping buying U.S. debt. Now, that seems pretty boring to most people, but one of the things that's happening that hasn't been talked about is how much harder it's getting for the U.S. government to borrow money. And that
exactly.
means that we're going to have to cut our spending, shockingly, down to the money we take in, just like you and me. Because
exactly.
with the interest rates that are rising fast, as they've been artificially suppressed for so long, the government has to pay higher interest rates, too. And when your debt is $31 trillion, a 5% interest rate on that is over $1.5 trillion just of interest every
yes.
year. So that is a place the Republicans could come in and say, we're going to have a 10% across the board cut of everything, even the things we like, to start moving in the direction of a balanced budget and no more printing money to relieve the pocketbooks and the inflation off the backs of ordinary Americans.
Ken, you bring up such a solid point here. You're exactly right. The Republicans took for granted the people's pain and that that they somehow figured that they would figure out what the solution is. You know, like anything, people want the vision. They want to know. I mean, we're back to John Steinbeck's. Remember the play of Mice and Men? The constant refrain is, where are we going? Where are we going? You know, what are we going to be? Well, you know, we're going to have this home on a lake. And, you know, it was a constant reminder of the vision and where they were going, these two main characters in that play. And this is a consistent theme and need for the voter politic to say, okay, fine. Let's say you got my vote. What are you going to do with it? And you're exactly right. The Republicans missed a very academic, you know, part of the solution here. And that is you've got to give people the solution. You got to give them the dream, right? Ken, are you there? Did I lose you? Okay, let's call him back. Okay, we got disconnected here. So, you know, maybe because I shocked him, we're talking about Steinbeck's of Mice and Men or something. But Ken is exactly right on this, is that the Republicans failed to articulate the solution of what they and there was plenty of solutions here. But they could have congealed it in such a way to say, OK, here's the problem. Here's our solution. And it and even with this commitment to America that Leader McCarthy had come up with, Minority Leader had defined, we have been saying for months, where is that, you know, that as Newt Gingrich presented the contract for America, it was, you know, he laid out a plan earlier to the voters that was very, very successful, and Republicans keep looking at that and going, well, hey, look at, you know, if you've got something that's a winning proposition, why do you try to invent it, or why do you ignore it? This is something the Republicans have ignored repeatedly over the years when they saw what happened with Newt Gingrich and that very successful Congress, because they had a plan, there were solutions that were laid out. And if you remember, this commitment to America only came out, what, maybe about a month ago or something? I'm going, wait a minute, why did you wait so long to articulate that? Because that was something that the American voter was longing, longing to hear, you know, from the leadership. And I think as a result, this partly contributed, as Ken was saying, to stifling this red wave. It was disappointing, but like you said, there's some highlights, you know, what happened in Florida, certainly with Governor DeSantis and all the victories there. I mean, amazing. Anna Paulina Luna, a friend, you know, she gets elected last night, which is huge. That's a new seat, you know, for the Republican Party there in Congress. So there are some bright spots there, and I think there's lots to take away, and it's going to be up to the leadership of the Republican Party to discern and to retool where they need to retool. And then we'll have to see, you know, what is the ultimate thing. This is, I guess we're having a problem with Ken's connection here and getting reconnected with him. But I specifically wanted to ask him, you know, about Trump. I mean, this Trump was his boss, and he knows Donald Trump very well. Is that, you know, has the time passed for Donald Trump? You know, has the angst and the association of, okay, all right, Ken, I was just bringing, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, and I was going to ask you specifically about, you know, Donald Trump. You know him well. You worked for him. He was your boss. Has the time come where Donald Trump could be a president emeritus, so to speak, that he would be one that would have influence, but not necessarily, I don't know if his ego can handle this, you know better, but, you know, considering the field of play right now, could he better serve America and the party in a different position?
Well, whether he could or not, that very clearly does not appear to be the path he's on. I will say this in the positive. He really changed the focus of the Republican Party. He got us back to trading policies that really are American first. Mm-hmm. He found a place in between the neocons and the Rand Pauls on foreign policy. And frankly, he got 3 Mideast peace agreements. My joke on Twitter was, how many peace agreements does Donald Trump need for a Nobel Prize? Answer, one more than he gets. And, you know, he was so focused on improving America's economy, and he succeeded in doing that in ways that helped ordinary people. Those legacies are what I would love to see continued and fanned by him. And surely he wants to pursue them again. But even if he wins the presidency again, he can only serve one term.
Right.
You see what happens when you only serve one term. They undo everything you did.
Exactly. Well, and of course, you know, because of the force of that he draws and this American first idea, it's antithetical to the Beltway. And he's going to be dealing with the deep state. There's only so much he can do. As you know, Ken, that the bureaucracy has been grandfathered in such a way that all these moles and all these people that supported Barack Obama and Democratic policies are people that he'd have to work with again, right?
Well, and one more reason to use budget cutting.
Yes.
Shrink their power. Just shrink their power. I mean, a bigger government is not politically in the interest of first principles or conservatives.
Exactly.
And the founders knew that. The founders knew that. Mm. They believed debt was anathema. Now, I wish they'd put a balanced budget requirement in there, but I think they expected more wisdom than we have shown in the last
year. Yeah, you would think. Got to leave it there. Ken Cuccinelli, thank you so much for being with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
The G20 group of world powers agreed to a joint message at the close of their summit in Indonesia this week, saying most members strongly condemn the war in Ukraine. But there were other views as well. Countries like China, India, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa that have been reluctant to do so. Russia is a member of G20. President Putin did not attend this year. NASA successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket from Florida early Tuesday morning.
And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got the columnist, lawyer, and author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War. And we're talking about his new documentary, Innovation Race. Gordon Chang joins us now. Gordon, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Well, look, I've long respected all your hard work that you've been doing on, you know, behalf of we the people to warn us about China. And I think, you know, we are a bit, if not purposely deluded, because we have so many of our elites have been captured and enamored by Chinese investment and money and pay-for-play type of, type of shenanigans that have blocked their true perception of what China is. And I go back to those old spaghetti westerns when I was a kid growing up, Gordon, and when people had come, you know, from outside of an area, the first question was asked, are you friend or foe? And I believe that there's some misalignment, misunderstanding of China, whether they are friend or foe.
Well, certainly. And they are a foe. We don't need to speculate about that. All we need to do is listen to what they say about us, Bill. So, for instance, in May 2019, People's Daily, which is the most authoritative publication in China, actually carried a piece that declared a, quote-unquote, people's war against America. That's a phrase which is reserved only for enemies. It's one that's been used throughout the history of the People's Republic. And we have been either oblivious or purposely blinded by China. And so we can lose our country because we're not defending ourselves.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. We've seen the aggressive moves that China has made, what they've done, you know, in the China Seas, building out military outposts in international waters. They're claiming more and more territory. These aggressive moves continue. And I guess we can be thankful in one sense that it's not that even as powerful as China can be, it's not that they're internally fortified, all that internally fortified. I mean, they've got economic problems of their own they're dealing with, right?
They have problems, economic internal problems that they can't deal with. And we know this because just looking at the amount of debt that they have, the debt crisis, the big property companies defaulting one right after the other, the mortgage boycotts where people are not paying back the banks, the bank runs, we can see all of this. But we got a very good peek into it on October 16th when Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, gave his work report to the Communist Party's 20th National Congress. And in a very long talk, he did not cover the things that are important to the Chinese people, like, for instance, youth unemployment or plunging property prices. And that means he doesn't have an answer to them. But because he doesn't have an answer to them, that means that he is very bellicose toward neighbors and toward the United States, which makes China more dangerous than it ever has been.
What about Taiwan? I mean, we see what happened in Russia, with Ukraine. There were mounting signs well over a year that they were going to attack Ukraine. And the United States Department of National Security, purposely turned a blind eye until we're, up to our earlobes in a conflict with Russia. And here, I believe that we should listen to the enemy. And what you're pointing out now is that the enemy has said, look, we're going to take over Taiwan. And you have Joe Biden on one hand saying, well, that's unacceptable. We're going to defend Taiwan. And I question whether or not he has the intestinal fortitude and the wherewithal to do that.
Yes, that is the issue. For instance, to bring this up to date to just yesterday, for instance, Biden at his press conference said that he wanted to sit down with Xi Jinping at the Indonesia G20 next week to find out China's red lines. Well, we know what China's red lines are. They say it every day in People's Daily. What we see is, this comment from Biden betrayed that he does not want to impose costs on China for persistent, dangerous, and hostile conduct.
And meanwhile, so far so good for President Xi and the Chinese because of some of the policies that Donald Trump had enacted that put pressure on the Chinese. Biden has lifted, and of course you can't help but question because of all the reporting we've had here, whether it's Peter Schweitzer or Miranda Devine in terms of the elite capturing of bureaucrats and the Biden family specifically, as even reinforced in the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yes. Well, we know a lot about Hunter Biden's relationship with China and also the relationship with James Biden, the president's brother. And we have an FBI which is determined not to investigate. There have been very clear crimes that Hunter Biden has committed, and he has yet to be charged, which is fascinating. One would hope that the FBI is using those lesser charges, but charges that are obviously 100% to try to leverage up Hunter Biden, but we don't have any evidence of that. So, these issues like tax fraud, possession of a gun, lying to the FBI, these normally would be charged by now.
Well, there's no interest, clearly, and even if he was charged, and they're going to try to hold that case as much as they can if they can do it in D.C., we've already had a situation where a Democratic lawyer was able to pretty much get away with lying to the FBI, whereas they have tormented and thrown people into bankruptcy for allegedly lying to them. But yet these other operatives, especially if their names are preceded by a D, then they get away pretty much with, you know, with anything. I mean, case in point certainly is Hillary Clinton. What happened there with Hillary Clinton and the destruction of evidence, and James Comey presenting a case that said, oh, my God, he's going to indict her. No. I was like, wait a minute. You know, you gave me all the evidence of why, you know, of all the laws that she broke. And but you said no reasonable prosecutor would take up the case.
Well, if nothing else, just her server was clear, a clear violation of national security laws, and she was not charged. You know, one could say, well, you never know what happens when a jury has a case, but let's have a jury trial. Let's make sure that she is charged, because the violation on its face was clear.
Exactly. Yeah, and the destruction of evidence. I mean, it's amazing what she was able to get away with. This is a great compromise to what America stands for law and order, and we wonder why we're a bit unhinged right now. I want to reserve some time to talk about this documentary, The Innovation Race, which really presents, you know, what's happening with how China has come in and has stolen, you know, intellectual property, what they have done. To really put a lot of pressure and to injure America's interest and our future, all you know, all with the ambition of being the world superpower, right?
Yes. Well, there's two storylines here. First of all, there's China's criminality. But what the American people should be talking about is the failure of American presidents, and this goes back into the preceding century, about the failure of American presidents to take necessary steps to protect American intellectual property in the face of known Chinese criminality. So the story of, yes, the Chinese are criminals, but we can't help that at this moment. But what we can do is we can elect presidents who are determined to protect our IP. And clearly we have known about this. There have been serial theft in the hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and yet we don't do very much about it. So this is on us.
How much is corporate greed involved in this, Gordon?
Well, part of it is companies don't want to disclose when there's been a theft, and companies don't want to take the network protections, to put in the network protections that are necessary to stop this theft.
Well, we're talking with Gordon Chang. He is a columnist, lawyer, and author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War. We're going to talk more about the documentary that is coming out, Innovation Race. Stay with us. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Hearing aids at clinics cost about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, for the past century, America has been the world leader in ideas, invention, and innovation. Today, China is threatening American innovation by exploiting weaknesses in U.S. patent protection, and big tech is letting them get away with it. The columnist and the author, Gordon Chang, is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And we are talking about this new film, The Innovation Race, right now. Gordon, how did you get involved with this documentary?
I was very fortunate. Bill Livingston, Luke Livingston, I bumped into him at a CPAC, you know, Conservative Political Action Conference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he got me involved. So I'm very, very appreciative to Luke.
Well, you were recounting the history of how we got where we were. And you point out that 2011 was a critical time. This was really a turning point for U.S. patent protections, right?
Yes, and we've now we've seen some of the downside for what has occurred in the past in terms of decreasing protections. So, for instance, the Biden administration has been relentless in trying to reduce the most important protections. For instance, in December of last year, the Justice Department proposed its rules for enforcement of standards essential patents. This would have allowed China basically to take our most valuable technology and not pay anything. Now, fortunately, that proposal was withdrawn after fierce opposition from groups across American society. But it's clear that you have the administration in cahoots with the tech sector, some of the tech companies, that have really wanted to reduce the protections that American patent holders enjoy.
Quite the difference between a Trump administration and Biden administration. And, of course, all that we've read in terms of, as I mentioned earlier, in the elite capturing, particularly of the Biden family, you can't help but question is the favored status, so to speak, that is being displayed right now during the Biden administration. Is it a result of quid pro quo past relationships and connections between the Biden family and the communist Chinese.
Yes, I mean, that's what I would speculate, but there are things that we know. So, for instance, during the Trump administration, clearly the president's team was much more favorable to patent owners and patent protection. We've known that both in the O'Biden and, sorry, in the Obama and the Biden administrations, they've been much more friendly to an open environment, which has, of course, benefited countries like China. Now, one can put together all sorts of things, but the point is we know that patent protections have been under attack in both the Obama and the Biden years.
Gordon, I recall, you know, even in college studying, you know, the move that was performed by then President Nixon. I think even before then, he was actually vice president, so before the 70s, to, you know, embrace China. This was a big, you know, victory for America, seemingly, and for, you know, for Nixon as well. And the idea was that here it is, we've got gold in them, our hills, we could, you know, bring them to democracy. But yet there has been no indication in all these decades that China was willing to become democratic.
Well, that's right. You know, Nixon's famous foreign affairs article talked about how we could not leave a angry China outside the international system. But what was behind that, of course, was that that was the Cold War, and Nixon was trying to recruit China to America's side during that contest. But after the Cold War ended, there was no sense, really, and no interest on the part of the United States to support the Communist Party. And yet we did so. You know, Nixon saved the Communist Party. So did Bill Clinton. So did George H.W. Bush. We do not need another saving of our enemy.
Exactly. After the 2011 you know, history, as you just reported, that weakened patent protections. How has China responded since then?
China's taken advantage of the weakening protections, and it has actually been bold enough to try to suggest and support changes to America's patent system that would benefit China. So I'd mentioned the Justice Department's proposal of December of last year on these standards essential patents, which are in many ways the most important patents that Americans hold. We had the China Patent Association actually file written comments supporting the Justice Department's weakening of patent protection. So Beijing has been very clued up on this and has been very aggressive in supporting Biden proposals to weaken American patents.
And in addition to this, meanwhile, you got President Xi lengthening his rule, continuing to make promises that I think that are incredible. I don't believe that he's sincere in fulfilling these promises, much less continuing to flex China's military muscle, as we spoke earlier. What is your takeaway on all this?
Well, it's not just Xi Jinping, it's his predecessors. They have never believed in honoring their agreements, and in the agreements that we have with them, they've violated them. So these are basically one-way deals. We have to honor our obligations, but China doesn't honor its. And the story here is that we keep on trying to sign up these deals with China. That's bad enough, but also we don't try to enforce China's obligations. And so this has really been wrong and very detrimental to us.
Without a doubt. Gordon, you know, the old axiom comes into play. Whoever controls the economy controls the world. And we're seeing what's happening right now. There seems to be a huge paradigm shift that's on the horizon. What do you see?
Well, the paradigm shift that I see is one that others basically don't. You know, the paradigm shift has always been, well, China will have the world's largest economy, China will rule. But right now we see problems inside China that Xi Jinping and the Communist Party have no way to solve because their policies have contributed and sometimes caused China's internal problems. One of them is debt. But it's not the only problem that China's had. they decided not to have a 2008 downturn by having the biggest stimulus program in history. And they've created so much debt, and now their economy is exhausted, and they don't know what to do, and they can't solve it because there's too much debt.
Are the assets of America still such that we can withstand? We've got less than a minute left here right now, Gordon. I can't help but believe the assets, and the assets are we the people. Are they beyond being overwhelmed, you know, by the Chinese? Can we still fight for our liberty and our preeminence on the world stage with the right leadership?
Almost all the metrics show that the United States is the far stronger country. But that doesn't really matter because it's an issue of political leadership. And our political leadership, and it's not just Democrats, it's not just liberals, conservative Republicans are villains too, don't have the political will to defend our country from China. So we can lose our country, not because we're weak, we're not, but because of a failure to identify the enemy and to defend our republic.
Exactly. Gordon Chang, thank you for being with us. We must let you go now. Appreciate the time, and I will remind everybody about connecting with the Innovation Race and, of course, connecting with you on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Thank you, Gordon. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, as we were talking about, the Innovation Race explores the critical issues impacting all Americans and proposes solutions, okay? This has been a lot of the talk, especially in the midterms, is that we talk about the problem, we're not talking about solutions. The Innovation Race is an excellent documentary that provides solutions, and what Gordon was just referring to is so key. We get back to leadership. The power of leadership is being able to cast a vision, and the vision that is being told to the American people is that it's inevitable that the communist Chinese will take over. I mean, who says that? You know, the leadership, the Biden leadership, the Obama leadership, others, it's like they're surrendering. Wait a minute. Who surrenders, you know, the great American idea and cause? See, so we've got to come back to the vision. Who is casting the vision for American greatness? American greatness that stands out, that the rest of the world has been counting on, you know, for the last 100 years. But can they count on us going forward? And the leadership, unfortunately, you know, whether you look at Afghanistan or you look at what's happening, you know, here domestically, what the president and the current regime would want us to believe, that there's nothing you can do about inflation, that it's a global thing. It's not really, you can't really blame Joe Biden for this. How delusional. I mean, day one, the underpinning of the American economy is gas and oil. And Joe Biden surrendered that. He turned the spigot off. He single-handedly did this. And watch what happened. If you look back, you don't have to go that far back. But as soon as he did that, everything started getting disrupted on top of dealing with COVID. And so he used COVID as a, you know, as a bit of a shield, so that he could get these policies through and to, you know, through sleight of hand, convince, seems like, half of America into thinking that, oh, it's not his fault, when clearly it was his fault. The inflation we're dealing with, the amount of money that has been stolen out of your 401k, you can give that to Joe Biden. Thank you very much. And we appreciate Gordon Chang for coming on. In the Innovation Race, all the information will be linked on our website.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the